Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, which also sponsors PBS's CEO Exchange, online at shrm.org. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, providing the financial expertise that helps both our members and our communities thrive. Thrivent Financial. Let's thrive.
It'll be worse before it gets better.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. The numbers on defaulted home mortgages this year have been staggering. Through August, $46 billion worth. Obviously, that number will be larger before the end of the year. Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson told the Wall Street Journal next year's number will be significantly bigger. The firm Credit Suisse says the mortgage crisis won't top out until 2010, with about $270 billion in defaulted loans. Now, mayors from the cities hardest hit by home foreclosures will be meeting next week. They need strategies to keep falling property values from dragging down the quality of life. Communities in Arizona, California, Florida, Indiana, Michigan, Nevada, and Ohio have been hardest hit. The stock market managed to end higher after some choppy trading yesterday. The Dow picked up 51 to 13,010. The S&P added 6. The Nasdaq was higher by 3 points. Leadership came from oil stocks. Crude jumped more than 3.5% in New York to a record high, $98 the barrel. We hit 99 overnight. Asian stock markets were down, and European shares are weak as well. The European Union is facing a year-end deadline on some key trade deals. Agreements with nearly 80 of its former colonies are being negotiated. As it does so, the European Union is playing poor countries off one another. From the America's desk at WLRN, Marketplace's Dan Gretsch reports.
The European Union charges a duty of $257 for a ton of bananas from Latin America. Meanwhile, bananas from 76 former colonies in Africa, the Caribbean, and the Pacific can enter the EU duty-free. But those preferential trade rules expire December 31st. And the EU is insisting its former colonies sign new, less favorable agreements before that deadline, or face sharply higher duties. Stephanie Burgos is with Oxfam America.
The take-it-or-leave-it line is quite the familiar refrain, I think, in trade negotiations with poor countries.
Latin America's big banana producers are eager for a level playing field in Europe, and the EU is using that threat to pressure its former colonies into signing a new agreement.
This is pitting one poor country against another, which we think is entirely unfair.
Burgos says the former European colonies need more time for negotiations. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Thanksgiving is a big moneymaker for New York City. Tourists taking in Macy's parade, all that shopping. It's the second most lucrative time of the year for Broadway. But as the stagehand strike continues, it's become hard knock times for lots of local businesses. Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
The lights are off on Broadway, and that's costing about $17 million every day, according to the League of American Theaters and Producers.
The entire neighborhood is in really rough shape, and not just the Broadway shows and everybody who's out of work, but restaurants, hotels, cabs, everybody, because the theater is such an important part of New York City.
That's Tom Viola, executive director of Broadway Cares, a charitable organization that raises money for AIDS patients. Broadway Cares collects donations from theatergoers and counts on the holiday rush of tourists.
Last year, the appeals raised about $3 million in the fall. What we're losing here on Broadway is about $350,000 a week.
Viola says that loss will hit especially hard this year, with federal and foundation dollars on the decline. To try and make up the difference, Broadway Cares has launched a webpage where the public can give. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. And by Grant Thornton, dedicated to serving their clients worldwide with a passion for the business of accounting. On the web at GrantThornton.com. Science and technology reports are supported by Boston Scientific, committed to delivering what's next in medical technology to help clinicians improve and extend lives. BostonScientific.com.
Maybe you'll be taking to the skies for the holiday. Demand for air travel has been high, and U.S. airlines have been in a hiring mode to keep up. After 9/11, the industry laid off thousands, including plenty of pilots. Now we're facing a lack of pilots, Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
The big airlines are snapping up pilots who've been working for the regionals during the last few years, and that's put the regionals in a bind. Many have had to lower their minimum qualifications. Some are paying bonuses for the first time. David Powell is a former United Airlines pilot and interim dean of Western Michigan University's College of Aviation. He says smaller airlines are finding they have to hire pilots right out of schools like his. They're even poaching his flight instructors.
They're actually concerned about taking all of our flight instructors because they know that is their primary pipeline. If they cripple that, then I can't produce enough pilots for them for the long term.
He says the public is firmly hooked on the convenience of air travel, something that seemed exotic a few decades ago.
Welcome to the world of Transworld Airlines.
Captain Paul Rice is with the Airline Pilots Association International. He says when jet travel took off in the 1960s, there was a mad scramble for pilots. The same thing is happening today as air travel expands around the world. He says the major carriers are running out of pilots. The military is providing far fewer than it did even 20 years ago. Many pilots have quit the industry in recent years, and fewer staff hold a captain's license today than in 2001.
The level of individuals that held that license prior to 9/11, we probably won't see that for another 10 to 12 years. That's a dramatic drop.
Contract negotiations are coming up at several of the big airlines. David Field of Airline Business Magazine says pilots have given up a chunk of pay and benefits over the last few years.
That dynamic, combined with the factor that the carriers are going to have to be hiring more people, is going to have an implication for airline economics. And it does filter down eventually to what we pay.
But Captain Paul Rice says even if negotiations go well, pilots can't count on a return to the jet set days of the 60s.
If jet fuel stays right around $100 a barrel and the U.S. economy slows or the world economy slows, we'll be talking in 6 months about the pilot surplus.
In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.